Another thing that we saw in this study that I thought was really interesting, and actually a number of the patients that we had interviewed for the audio program that we gave out actually told this story of being told in their oncology office, okay, you're going to get a fluoropyrimidine maybe a few years ago, or more recently, you know, FOLFOX. You're not likely to have hair loss or nausea, vomiting with this chemotherapy, with the supportive medicines we have. And yet Aunt Nellie, who'd gotten, quote, chemotherapy, or other people they may have met and talked to, told them that this is what's going to happen. And actually, more than half of these people went into chemotherapy expecting to have severe nausea, vomiting, and hair loss, and were surprised that it didn't happen. Do you think that that's as common as what we found, and what do you think is going on?
It absolutely is common. I mean, people, their experience, family, friends with chemotherapy is almost always a bad one. Even modern chemotherapy can be rough on some patients, and even though supportive care has gotten significantly better. So they go in with that expectation and then often are delighted. We also have patients that, despite optimum supportive care, have a pretty miserable 6 months. Lots of fatigue, still get the GI stuff, you still get, you know, a crummy week with FOLFOX with a lot of patients. And I do think, as oncologists, we underestimate what people are going through. Again, I'm learning that on a personal level quite a bit, that even grade one toxicity influences somebody at home. It changes how they live their lives a bit. And yes, we're better, but maybe we're kind of used to, when we train, we have to admit patients. When I was a fellow, there was the cisplatin floor, you know, where everybody's, we basically put them to sleep for a week so that they could get through their cisplatin. And so what we see now is so much better than that, that our perspective is, it's a piece of cake. Well, we still have some ways to go, I think. We need to demonstrate to our patients that we're focused on that. If there is a piece of advice I would give to a practicing oncologist at this point is, you know, we rely a lot on our nurses to manage symptoms, and I don't think our nurses are as good at it as we are. They're not as creative at incorporating other medicines to diminish nausea and fatigue and the like. So I do think we all ought to take a more active role in managing our patients' symptoms.